At the end of the program last week, we kind of touched lightly on the theology of stress and how sometimes we as Christians kind of get a little bit mixed up in stress and what stress is and kind of ignoring some of the physical reactions and looking at our environment. Can you elaborate a little bit more for us?
Yeah, as Christians, we don't like to talk about the negative effect of stress. We like to talk about our performance. Mm-hmm. If we print our performance in our newsletters, we get money. Because we think people want to read good performance newsletters. So we write. So it's a system of give and take. I give you good performance, you give me money. And or you pray for me or however that works. But actually there are some negative, let's not call it negative, let's call it situations that happen as a result of high stress that nobody talks about. And William Carey, for example, the British Christian who went to India and did a lot of good things there. Recently, a couple of years ago, there was a biography published about his wife and how his wife dealt with the success of her husband, dealt with moving to India. They had two children die in India, and as a result of different things, the wife of William Carey got very, very severely depressed and couldn't really exist in India anymore. They were separated for several years and moved together again, etc. And so in that book, it's elaborated, it's written about the tension between William Carey and his wife. This book only has been published a couple of years ago. There are many, many books published about William Carey's success. So this shows us a little bit how biased we are and how we really don't want to look at the negatives. Another book that has been written about the martyrs is the spouses, the wives of the martyrs. One story in that book is about a pastor who has been put in jail, and his wife comes and visits. And then after a couple of times of visits, the wife was told that he died in jail. No body, no corpse. And she went home and thought, well, my husband died. And a couple of years of grieving and raising the children, that she gets married again. And then again, after a couple of years, all of a sudden, her husband, her former husband, who she was told he died, stood in front of her door. He didn't die. He was released from jail, and the jail guards just lied to her. And so as a reaction to this shame, because she got remarried, she killed herself. These are stories that happen in Christian environments, stories about pain and suffering, about high stress, about situations where there doesn't seem to be any escape. And in that case, fight or flight, she used the flight escape and killed herself. And in a way, William Carey's wife also used the flight escape more internally through depression, just leaving reality. These are real stories, and I think we really have to address those. We really have to look at those in the same way we look at our success stories. In business circles, on the other hand, you need to look at these high-stress situations, because they have an influence on the productivity of a company. If a person is overstressed, if he has tension with his wife, with his children, and has a reaction on his performance at work. So part of the human resource structure of an organization is to look to assess the person's resources and well-being, and then to fine-tune and to improve these resources. And you do this by regular assessment. Because the person's well-being, as I said before, has an effect on the productivity. In Christian work, we are all volunteers, and we are not really productive in the way of producing something. Our business is people. It's not a product.
Okay, let's look at the areas of stress. Where does stress come from, and how do we assess them?
I got sidetracked. Stress, source of stress. You have personal sources, environment sources of stress, social, family, work, logistical. Environment sources of stress can be the pollution, the noise, logistical. It's difficult to get an airplane and you got a ticket, but the airplane doesn't leave. I listed a couple of sources of stress in relief work, and I'm just reading it, and I bombard you with this whole list of things. So lack of privacy, culture shock, nutrition, dealing with suffering, deadlines, government dependence, finances, language, pollution, poverty, competing demands, constant interruptions, juggling many urgent items, interpersonal conflict, lack of resources, perceived high risk, corruption, war, personal expectations, tendencies toward being a perfectionist, a people pleaser, responsibility without authority, no routine, intense environment, feeling unappreciated, lack of control, housing, noise, dirt, friends equals colleagues, personal expectations, organizational expectations, slow or no internet connection, plane schedules, marriage, children, loneliness. These are just some common job stressors, life stressors, and you can add to those.
It's interesting in this that some of them are things that we can control or that we are a part of. I can't control the pollution.
That's right.
Maybe I can control my housing. In some ways, I can. I can move to another house. In some ways, I can't maybe improve the situation because all the houses in the area are very low and inadequate. So how do we separate the things that we can deal with and the things that we can't deal with?
I think it has to do with how long you have been where you've been. You come new to a situation, to a city, to a country, to a location, and your stress naturally is very, very high because all of these things I just listed are new. And then your job over the first year is or should be, if your organization allows you to orientate yourself. You get used to your housing. You get used to the environment, to the noise, to where to go shopping, where, I don't know, all those areas. And we say that it takes a year and you go through all the seasons of the year that you have experienced it before. And once winter time is coming back, you know, oh, I've been there. I've done that before. I've cleaned the house from the snow or whatever, winter or rainy season or whatever that means. You get used to the stress and you develop coping mechanisms on how to deal with the stress in a healthy way.
Are there things that we can and can't change to reduce our stress level?
There are things that we can change. If I move into a war situation or poverty situation, I cannot change. I cannot change politics. I cannot change corruption. I cannot change the pollution. I can change my little world, and I can change my attitude to it. If it is very stressful for me, and in my mind it always goes, what happens to my children, or I might get cancer, or I don't know, like your inner voices tell you the worst case scenario all the time, then you have to work on yourself. You have to like cognitively work on yourself and stop your mind playing repeatedly the worst case scenario. In a practical way, what you can do is you can look and find the best hospitals, the best medical care. You can work on good air conditioning maybe in your housing that cleans the air so you have more clean air. You can work on building relationship with locals so the local culture doesn't threaten you or you don't perceive it as a threat, but you get to know the local culture and you feel appreciation for the culture and the culture for you. So there are different ways that you can improve and work on positive
reduction of stress.
That's really right.
Thank you very much for joining us, Felix. We're going to take a break now and come back next week, and we will look at some of the physical symptoms of stress on our body.